Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The Christian system, more than any other religious system in the world, stresses love. Not just God's love for us, but our love for God and for one another. The Apostle John affirms, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he who dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." 1 John 4:16. John had written earlier in this same chapter, "He who loves not does not know God, for God is love." 1 John 4:8. It needs to be emphasized in passing that God not only loves, he is love. By his very nature, God is love. Incidentally, that cannot be said about the founder of the other world religions. Neither Buddhism, nor Hinduism, nor Zoroastrianism, nor Islam is based on love. In fact, the Quran teaches that Allah does not love those who apostatize. John affirms, "He who dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." What does John mean by dwelling in love? Does it simply mean that we profess our love for God? As important as expressing our love for God is, that is not adequate. The Apostle John could hardly make that truth any plainer. "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." 1 John 3:18. Dr. Hugo McCord renders the verse, "Little children, let us not love in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth." Love for God means that we walk in his commandments. If that were just my opinion, it would be virtually worthless. Please listen to John. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous or burdensome." 1 John 5:2 and 3. How would you even know you were dwelling in love if you did not keep the Lord's commandments? Love, like faith, must manifest itself in works, or it is worthless. God does not dwell in us, and we do not dwell in him, unless we are also dwelling in love. But love is meaningful only if it operates in harmony with the will of God as revealed in the Bible. You know that is true if you think about it. There are countless people in our society who truly love others. In fact, many of them devote their entire lives to helping the needy, the downtrodden, and the disenfranchised. Does that mean those people dwell in God and God dwells in them? Tragically, there will be millions of people at the final judgment who will say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" To those who do not love God and have not obeyed the gospel, our Lord will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity." Matthew 7:22-23. God wants everyone to be saved. That was his reason for sending Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins. But nobody is saved simply because Jesus died on the cross to rescue us from the power of Satan and to transfer us into the kingdom of God. A careful reading of the book of Acts will confirm that statement. I have time to give you just one example of conversion. As you probably know, the ancient city of Corinth was one of the most ungodly cities on the face of God's earth. But Paul and Silas preached in the Jewish synagogue that Jesus was the Christ. Please listen to what occurred at Corinth. "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized." Acts 18:8. Do you remember how Paul described the Corinthians after they believed and were baptized? "But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6:11. When the Corinthians obeyed the Lord in baptism, they were dwelling in love. Thank you, and may God bless you.